Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Now, I don't know about you, and I really don't know about you. That's a good thing, huh? But I sometimes like to have some lighthearted fun when it comes to mysteries and conspiracy theory stories. The only thing that's even more fun is checking the facts and trying to debunk them. And what else has more crazy theories swirling around it than the Bermuda Triangle? Can you guess which ones are true and which are fake? Number 1. The bottomless ocean and vile whirlpools. Let's start with something not too far out of this world. As you probably know, the Bermuda Triangle is situated near the Bahama Islands. And if not for its huge, mysterious neighbor, the Bahamas would be a mystery in and of itself. Turns out there's a strange structure around the bottom of the islands. The bottom of the ocean here is inconsistent. Every now and then, the otherwise sandy floor is replaced by giant dark holes, like a living place for some giant eel. Of course, we're not talking about sea monsters here. At least for now. The most common problem with those caverns, named blue holes, is that sometimes tidal waves can make them produce vortices and whirlpools. Experienced divers who love blue holes with all their hearts say that they're like waterfalls in the middle of the sea. They suck thousands of gallons of water into the depths and nothing can escape them. So, can these whirlpools be guilty of all the disappearances happening in the Bermuda Triangle? To be fair, it's not plausible. First, the whirlpools mostly appear in the inland blue holes, situated on the island and not in the ocean. And secondly, even if a vortex could sink a small boat, it wouldn't likely be an issue for big ships, let alone airplanes. They're far above that in every possible meaning. 2. What lurks in the depth of blue holes? Only about 20% of blue holes were ever explored. And there are probably a lot more of them in the Bahamas area than we think. All we know is that they might relate to each other via branching tunnels and caverns. This fact alone might explain why some ships vanished in Bermuda and were never found. Brace yourself, we're now stepping into the crazy territory with this next question. What if something could drag a ship down there? The local people of Andros Island, part of the Bahamas, have a legend in their folklore about a giant, vile, octopus-like creature named Lusca. Nobody knows how big this creature could be, but all legends point to the blue holes as its home. Impossible, right? Well, strangely enough, some giant octopuses were seen and even caught nearby, though they weren't nearly as big as the legendary creature.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But you know how it goes. Everything is way bigger if you're scared enough. So this legend may well be partially legit. On the other hand, a giant octopus capable of dragging ships to rock bottom? None have grown to a size this big as far as we know. So this version doesn't seem too concerning. But still sounds too cool not to mention. Number 3. The city on the bottom of the Bermuda Triangle. Among paranormal researchers and investigators, there are as many Bermuda Triangle fans as fans of the ancient lost city of Atlantis. Can you imagine the excitement when the first news about strange structures on the bottom of the Bermuda Triangle was released? Some believe that the people of Atlantis had some unimaginable power at their disposal. As those believers say, the leftover influence of this power could be the source of electromagnetic anomalies, guilty of misdirecting ships and planes and leading them to their demise. It all might sound questionable and even laughable, if not for the fact that there really are some strange structures lying at the bottom of the Bermuda Triangle. Some even reported the presence of giant pyramids here, and in some articles, it was stated that they were made of glass. In reality, the only giant things here are overstatements. There certainly aren't any glass pyramids. The structures don't look like pyramids at all. And to even call them structures, as the remains of man-made buildings, would be a bit too generous for what's there. These structures are called the Bimini Road. It lies northwest from the shore of North Bimini Island. In fact, it consists of two strange rock formations. Both look suspiciously like building blocks. At first, it seemed like these rocks were too linear and rounded to be of natural origin. The main hypothesis stated that Bimini Road was the only visible part of a more complex man-made structure, buried in the sand of the ocean bottom. Further research showed that underlying ground layers beneath the Bimini Road featured nothing but bedrock, with no possible cavities in it. That totally excludes any possibility of these rocks being part of a building. Also, no matter how close researchers looked into Bimini Road, they never found any evidence of masonry on the rocks. So, what can we conclude about the ancient city on the bottom of the Bermuda Triangle? I guess sometimes rocks are just rocks. There's no reason to search for Atlantis in all of them. Debunk. Number 4. I'm not saying it's aliens, but... well, don't worry, I'm not going to cloud your eyes with some weird sightings or other unreliable evidence. Something much more tangible lies within the borders of the Bermuda Triangle. With all the stories around the area, it's no wonder that the floor of the ocean is littered with shipwrecks from all over the world and from all ages. As you can imagine, this is a sweet spot for treasure hunters brave enough to challenge the mysterious waters of the Bermuda Triangle. One of these treasure hunters was lucky enough to come across a secret map made from the orbit of the planet in the 1960s during one of the first flights into outer space. This map reveals lots of shipwreck coordinates in the Caribbean area. One of them wasn't marked as a shipwreck, but as an unidentified object. Well, if that doesn't call some attention, then I don't know what does. The luckiest treasure hunter in the world believed that these coordinates should lead to the remains of the ship that was part of Christopher Columbus's expedition. What was awaiting the explorer at 300 feet below the ocean surface was possibly even more significant. It was an object later classified as a USO, Unidentified Submerged Object. It was nothing like a man-made ship, and there was no way something like it could have been formed purely by nature. Plastered with layers and layers of coral, the object was unidentifiable, but it was huge, with long protrusions sticking out of it in bunches of 5 in different directions. 2 more identical objects were found nearby. So, the pattern of protrusion wasn't just random, like a freak of nature. The strangest thing? I can't debunk it. You may think I'm sold on this finding, because I really have nothing to show against it. But I don't think it's something extraordinary, because there's no further research, no scientific articles, just nothing. I don't think something like this would be ignored, but who knows? Maybe some investigation on strange objects is going on right now, and the scientific community is getting ready to change our outlook on the universe once and for all. Number 5. The Hutchinson Effect. Sounds super scientific, I know, and believe me, I'm not here to try to debunk science. What I'm talking about lies somewhere beyond the boundaries of traditional knowledge. A lot of Bermuda Triangle stories feature reports allegedly received from missing aircraft and ships. There are reports about strange cloud formations, tunnels in the air, or above water, or the sudden appearance of thick fog sparkling with electric lights.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful Fulte!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
As legend suggests, some of these anomalies are not only capable of completely disorienting any vehicle, but also removing them from where they were altogether. Some enthusiasts of this theory draw a line between it and the experimentations of Joseph Hutchinson, who was trying to prove that electromagnetic fields can collide with each other and produce all kinds of disturbances to reality itself. He's done countless experiments in which electromagnetic fields were able to make objects levitate, fly out of the water, and begin to illuminate. Hutchinson himself thinks that similar things may have their place in special places like the Bermuda Triangle. Now, you probably have an idea why I'm not too confident about how scientific this phenomenon is. A lot of Hutchinson's experiments were even recorded on camera, but it doesn't serve as documental proof. It mostly does the opposite. These experiments mostly look like a magic trick and not like a real scientific effort. None of the Hutchinson's effects were ever proved to be real. All of the mentioned theories have one cool thing in common. They all show how imaginative people can be. And let's not forget that imagination is the foundation for exploration and the pursuit of real knowledge. And one good piece of evidence may turn the table upside down in no time. Even the Bermuda Triangle mystery might eventually be solved. And I can't wait to know the solution to this riddle.